Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Heals them, sustains them, and it spreads.
matter what we gonna do. We're just gonna pray, won't we?
Pray on it
until I see peace everywhere, everywhere. I will do one thing, just stand here and pray. Come on,
pray on it.
We can do it together. We can change this world. But Michael told me, just do one thing. Come on and pray with me.
Pray on it.
We can do it. I don't care what the world is telling you. We can change this world if we want to. Come on, pray with me. Woo!
Pray on it.
Oh yeah, I want you to know. I know it. I know it. And I ain't ashamed to show it.
Yes, indeed. If we do it together, it will set them free. It will set us free. A prayer of love, a prayer of oneness, a prayer of togetherness, where we recognize that we are one with the one and we can support each other. Not a prayer where we're begging, but a prayer where we're declaring the truth of who we are. Boy, do we need to declare the truth of who we are right about now. So much change is going on. So much is happening. Death and transition. Trauma and people losing jobs. Energy shifting. People don't even know what's going on. Why am I so tired? I feel sick. I've never been sick before. What's really going on? Let's join together and hold each other in the consciousness of love, of truth, of freedom. We need each other right now.
Yes, we've only got one thing to do. We can change the world if we want to. Come on and pray, my brother. It will lift you high.
We can change the world if we want to. That's not just a cute idea. Because we can. How do we do it? We be the change we want to see. But if you wait for others to do it, you will still be waiting when you take that last breath. It's like change never happened. No, it did, but you didn't change, so you didn't see it. Because you can only see who and what you are. Somebody needs a prayer of affirmation, a prayer of truth, a declaration. Are you willing? Are you ready? Let's do it. It will, no matter what the news says, no matter what they said, what they're saying, the breaking news is God is all there is. So on the spiritual path, you say, well, if God is all there is, and the news is saying that, well, your responsibility, your obligation, your work, your job is to be the God in action, is to be the love in action. See the news and pray. Hold the truth, see the goodness and the godness in each and every one of us. It takes work and it takes willingness. Yes, indeed, someone needs a prayer today. That is the Agape Choir. Agape Choir, you can find out more about them by going to agapelive.com, agapelive.com, the home of Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith and his beautiful wife, Ricky Byers Beckwith, and the rest of all wonderful people doing their thing to be the change they want to see.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You do. You make a difference simply because you are. You make a difference simply because you're listening to this conversation. You're already shifted. By listening to the music, by listening to this conversation, you're shifting. And when you shift, the whole world shifts because we're all connected. We're vibrational energy, and where you, what you're feeling, the rest of the world feels it. Somebody's walking around saying, I don't know why I feel happy. I don't know why I feel all peaceful. It's because you that are listening to the show right now are getting in touch with the God of your understanding. So thank you for making a difference in the world. Thank you for being the change you want to see. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Welcome to the House of Love, my universal family. Another week, another day, another moment. To recognize, to realize, to see with real eyes who we really are. Ooh, spiritual warriors. If you're alive today, you're here because you have something amazing to deliver. Your time is not up yet. And if your time is up, if today's the last day, so be it. Make it a joyful one. Make it a joyful one. We're coming through the announcement, shift in energy of Whitney's transition, and we send her family love and light, and we also send other people that we would never hear about, people who made their transition the same time she did, people who committed suicide that day, yesterday, this very moment, family members who are feeling the grief and the trauma of losing a loved one, right this very moment, we send out that energy of love, we hold them in light, we hold them in truth. We release, we let go of all the differences and say, you know, all the words don't mean anything. What is most important is the love that we share. It's the love that is us. So thank you for doing your work. Thank you for being here. My guest is here, Beth Young, who lives in Bountiful, Utah. I love it. So she is full with a lot of love and a lot of energies to just free you and release you, and she is going to share the wonderful technology of rapid eye technology, releasing trauma and stress. That's what we're talking about today. That's something I'm looking forward to. And it's just so much. There's so many technologies for us nowadays to use. And I want to say if we're not healing, maybe I shouldn't say that. Well, I don't know. Maybe if we're not healing, it's because we don't. But then again, how do I know? But then again, what is healing? Who gets to decide what healing is? You got to decide what it is for you. Just because physically I don't think someone is where they need to be, who said they didn't heal? Because we're all on the soul journey, you know, this playground called life. So we can all relax, let go, and know that all is well in spite of appearances. Oh, I am so grateful for this platform, this opportunity to share with you and grow with you. And thank you all for being here. Thank you for committing to yourself, tuning into yourself for this moment called. Now, all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines, just very quick announcements here. Here's one announcement. We ask that you share the show with your friends, your coworkers, your lovers, your haters, your enemies, everybody, your pets, by Twittering the show, sharing it on Facebook, all the social networks, and letting your listeners know you don't have an enemy, because your enemy is really your inner me. So you're sharing it with the extended family. And when you see your so-called enemy as the inner me, guess what? That's the ultimate prayer. You set yourself free and you set them free. Also, there's a like button. Make sure you click that so that will post on Facebook. And all, you know how to post on social networks. And even if you're not quite sure if you want your people to know what you're listening to, just do it. Trust the process of life. Just step out yourself and do it and see what happens. And then you have the power to open that out there. Anyway, okay, so we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. 646. If you have any questions or comments, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. It's Monday. What a beautiful day. It's a good day to celebrate, to shine, to serve, to be of service, to deliver the love. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade like page or Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, whatever works for you. I mean, you get people saying, oh, yeah, I got a meditation tape. I'm like, what's a meditation tape? You mean CD? You mean MP3 files? But anyway, Ask Life Coach Ade like page, fan page. Post your questions on there and we'll get to it. And, of course, as always, there's a chat room. And you can share your thoughts in there with the rest of the listeners. However, if you can't get in the chat room and you can't get to Facebook or don't do Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And you can post your question there. There's a link, a tab called Ask Life Coach Ade. So real quick, rundown for the week. Tomorrow we have Jill and Rebecca, the love gurus. They're coming to fire up your Valentine's Day. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. And Jill and Rebecca are here regularly, and they'll be here even more on a regular basis now, hosting their own show called Everyday Enlightenment. You ready to be enlightened? Are you ready to expand and go deep? Be here. Stay here. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, and don't go a day without the host of Life Conversations Radio. And, of course, we have Tom as well, who's a regular. He's a family member now. He used to be a guest. Now he's going to have his show as well called Transforming Grief. And he has a question. You know, this is the week of love. Everybody looking for money, trying to scrounge money to buy a gift and chocolate and flowers, or wishing they had a Valentine, or maybe they just broke up, or trying to get in a relationship. He wants to put a different spin on it. You know, Tom is talking about transforming grief, those who've lost loved ones. The question he's asking is, where was God when the person that I loved died? Because people do genuinely feel that. People generally are mad at God for taking their loved one. So on the Wednesday, we're going to talk about that. Make sure you tune in. Bookmark LifeConversationsRadio.com so you don't forget. And now, I think that's it. Oh, Lord, yeah, we're running a little bit behind here. But it's all good because there's no time and space in spirit. We're going and growing with the flow. Let me read a little about my wonderful, wonderful guest as I pull this up. Click that tab and scroll up here and do this. Beth Young. She is the, well, let's go over here for a minute. So, you know, for those of you who are listening for the first time, just stick around long enough, you get used to me. I am one of few men who can multitask. Yep, I said that. I did, really. So let me get all of this queued up. There we go. Beth Young is the creator of Energy Care and Therapies, a blend of several natural healing modalities, including Reiki, rapid eye technology, sound healing with Himalayan singing bowls, essential oils, and EFT tapping, emotional freedom therapy, to release blockages in the body's natural energetic flow to bring quick relief to the body. She owns the Beth Young Center in, get this, I just love this. She has her own center called the Beth Young Center in Bountiful, Utah. You know, she is right where she needs to be, and she is truly a healer. Beth is a U.S. Army veteran and has been married to Craig Young, an Army officer, for 33 years. They are the parents of two boys and girls. The military is dear to their hearts, and they will always do whatever they can to help the military family succeed as they serve. She's a Reiki master, a teacher. She teaches all levels of Reiki and love to help others find a spiritual strength and connection through this natural Japanese energy channeling healing modality. You know, because it's all about healing. It's about recognizing, remembering who and what we are. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics
and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful host, Beth Young.
Hello.
All right, people, calm down, calm down. I know you've been waiting patiently, but she said, hello, Beth, how are you doing?
Hello, what a wonderful introduction.
Yeah, everybody's happy.
Thank
I mean,
so
you're
much.
From Bountiful, Utah. They want to hear what you have to say.
Well, okay, yeah, what a great name for a town, isn't it?
It sure is. Is it as bountiful as it sounds?
Bountiful as in what?
As it sounds.
Oh, as... You know, it is. It is. We're just kind of tucked into this lovely place in the Rocky Mountains, just north of Salt Lake City, and it is a land bountiful. It's named after a place in scriptures called the Land Bountiful. So it's all good, as you well know.
It is all good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, speaking of all good, and I know you are here, you're doing amazing work from what I can see on your website and just your energy when we had the when we talked. But I read a little bit about you, and that's a tiny bit. I want to ask you, from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Beth Young?
Oh, my goodness. Wow, I am just a... strong, powerful woman who just loves helping people. And I've had a long journey. It's been an interesting one. I, like most people had that are involved in energy healing, pretty much had my own healing to do first. And that's really what brought me into just being associated at all with energy work and just trying to find answers for my own stuff, because my stuff was pretty heavy. I had lifelong depression. I thought that was normal. All those cheerful people just didn't get it. They didn't understand how heavy and dark and, you know, just sad life was. And then one day I just had... an epiphany of, I guess I just saw a little glimmer, you know, that it doesn't have to be this way. And I, that actually came in the aftermath of a traffic accident that my husband and I were in a few years ago. And our car was kind of demolished. It was definitely totaled, but we were actually mostly fine. We just had some really bad whiplash. But even during this moment when we were just being kind of, you know, thrown about in the car, even with our seatbelts on, you know, you're kind of moving back and forth and just, you know, your brain just shifts into this, oh, my goodness, you know, we've been hit mode. I just thought, this is so interesting. This is going to lead in some interesting places. And it was almost comical to me. I just thought, oh, I am so open to whatever this is supposed to bring into my life. And I just knew that it was going to be good, which was kind of strange. And I had a lot of emotional stuff come up after that accident. And I thought, you know, at that moment when, you know, kind of that moment of trauma, you know, in the accident, I just felt like every cell in my body kind of opened up and was releasing some emotional stuff. And so in the next couple of weeks, I was just experiencing a lot of emotional trauma. And I knew that it was from that accident, but I didn't really understand what it was. I was just really flashing back on just goofy things in my childhood, you know, times where my sisters were being bratty and not sharing a sweater when I was cold, you know, and I was just feeling trauma over it. And I thought, okay, this is just weird. It's like, why is this coming up? So I went to an energy therapist, and from the very first moment that I walked in the door, I knew I was in the right place. My personal healing through a few sessions with her went really well, really smoothly. I just released all of this stuff. But I also knew I have found my path, and I wanted to learn all of these things that she was doing. And it was like the universe just opened up for me, and everything that I needed to be learning was just sort of being handed to me. I didn't even have to go look for it anymore. It was just coming into my view. And I didn't have a lot of money to spend on it, and I was finding ways to just get what I needed in order to get mm-hmm. all the certifications and the trainings and things like that, and, of course, to continue doing my own work. So it was a wonderful thing, and it just led to this place where I'm just really a pretty happy person most of the time with, you know, people who knew me, you know, pretty much my whole life, just they noticed that change. It's like, what's different now? What's different? And I thought, you know, the biggest thing, of course, is just being able to release your own emotional garbage that you've been carrying around for years. You know, we just have this baggage that we insist on carrying because we haven't figured out how to leave it at the feet of the Savior. And for me, it was like, I know how now to leave it at the feet of the Savior. I get the atonement of Jesus Christ. I understand how, I mean, in the big, big perspective, I don't know quite how that works, but I know my part.
Right, right.
Let go and quit thinking I have to carry this stuff around, because I don't. Nobody does. So that's who I am.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. And it's interesting because, you know, if you tell people right now that you had an accident, or even back then when the accident happened, people might be inclined to say, oh, my God, that is so terrible. I'm so sorry for you. Are you okay? But out of what would be perceived as such a terrible, horrific experience, gave you an opportunity to see the light, if you will. And,
absolutely.
So for me, I've always been
so grateful for that, you know, and to just, and that's really one of the keys, I think, to kind of staying in the flow of being in harmony with the universe, is just that gratitude, even for things that look ugly or messy, you know, just traffic accidents, cars are ruined, that's bad, you know, it's expensive, you know. But instead of going into those thoughts and into that mode, it's just like, well, this is interesting. Yeah, it's going to be expensive. What a blessing. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was traumatic. Mm-hmm. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord. You know, let's see where this heads, and just staying open to it.
It's about what you were saying earlier, isn't it? It's about letting go and trusting the process, trusting life, trusting God, trusting that power within, that I don't have the bigger picture. Yeah, that is pretty rich.
That's a beautiful way to put it. That's what it feels like. That's really what it feels like. It's just been a rich, enriching experience, even though it was a traffic accident.
That's
and I really
right.
feel blessed, you know, and I have to tell you, too, I really feel very, very blessed that mine was only a traffic accident, that it was one where we both, my husband and I both, just were able to walk away from it mostly fine, you know, a little chiropractic and stuff. But really, I mean, you know, we weren't hospitalized or anything like that, no life-changing injuries. And so if people are open, this is a real aha to me, if people are open to learning their lessons with maybe less drama and less trauma, their life lessons can be learned a little easier. Mm-hmm. They don't have to have, you know, death and dismemberment and things like that. They can, that are, you know, certainly more just life-changing, and maybe, you know, just truly feeling more trauma, just takes longer to get past it.
That's right.
Although, if that's their path, then just stay open to the lessons. Allow the lessons.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, you know, because, I mean, to me, I'm going, well, you know, I'm lucky I didn't lose an arm or leg. Well, for somebody else, that may be what's necessary in order for them to learn. So
that's
bless
right.
it all,
people,
you know, bless it all. Be grateful and gratitude for all of it, and it's all good.
That is it. That is, there are people who lost their arm or leg, and they come back and inspire us. And sometimes we would actually, when they had two arms and two legs, we probably didn't pay them no mind. But when they come back and showing their light, that's when we pay more attention to them. Just life is complicated and simple at the same time. Like, wow, look at that person with no legs. What am I complaining about? Oh, look at that person with no, you know. And,
cool. Yeah, I just had whiplash, Oh, yeah, you think of, I mean, I don't know if you follow it, I do, Dancing with the Stars, and the fellow that won this past time, J.R.
That's right,
his name.
Yes, indeed.
J.R., you know,
indeed.
He was this Iraq War veteran with, you know, horrible injuries, life-changing injuries, but then look at his life now. I mean, just what a happy person. Never mind the trophies and stuff. He's just this happy person. And, you know, a lot of that came because of those experiences.
When we allow ourselves to move through the trauma and the grief and the stress of life, you know, especially those ones that we were, from a human perspective, very just hard and difficult, I think he breaks us open to experience the love of God, the love that we are. And, you know, we're talking about this grief that we go through. Let's talk about the, it's a good way to move into the rapid eye technology, because when I read, I'm like, really? Rapid eye technology? How does that release trauma and stress? What is rapid eye technology?
Okay. What rapid eye is, it's actually a two-part modality. Part is actually the technical part where the facilitator or technician, such as myself, will work with the client, and we actually now have a model where we can work with whole groups at a time. We use releasing scripts, and I'll go into one of those in just a few minutes, but we'll use the script, and we use, we call it an eye-directing device. It's actually kind of a wand, so to speak, that we use to help direct the eye movement and the breath to release stress and trauma. It's really, it's a safe, natural process. Our body is meant to be in balance. We are meant to be able to discharge any emotional trauma or drama that we might be feeling. And what the rapid eye movement does is it seems to simulate rapid eye movement of sleep, you know, the REM level of sleep. Because when we're in, like at night, when we're asleep, our brain waves slow down to what we call a theta level. And that's where we process all the emotional stuff that we've been experiencing through the day, and that's how we learn to adapt. Sometimes we let go of it. Sometimes we just kind of adapt and go into survival mode. That gets us through the day, but it's not necessarily really very healthy. Mm-hmm. And so in our rapid eye session, we simulate that rapid eye or the REM level of sleep by directing their eyes and their breath and stuff. Our eyes are really the window to the soul, and we really have this natural ability to discharge the emotional stuff with our eyes. But in a session, we can really just crunch down the time of that, just really condense the time of that, and in about an hour or so long session, we can just pull up and release all the trauma that's been hidden. The blinking part of that rapid eye, and that's what we're talking about with rapid eyes, like we're just blinking like as fast as we can. The technician is
using
a little wand, and we're blinking as fast as we can. It's exactly what it says it is. Sometimes we're moving our eyes from side to side or up and down, and just the technician will tell you what to do. And it puts that client in a state of balance, that light, dark, open, closed. And when our body's in a state of balance, everything that's out of balance, like emotional trauma, begins to release. And then as we continue through the session, we do some other movements with the wand that help pull it up and release, pull and release, pull and release. We don't have to go back and experience that emotional trauma again. We don't have to feel the pain of that. We don't want people to be in pain during our sessions. We don't have to go back and remember exactly what happened to you as a three-year-old that, you know, keeps you in a state of trauma. All we have to do is just recognize there's some trauma there. Great. Pull it up, release. Pull it up, release. And one of the things that I love best about the rapid eye sessions, and very few other modalities have this, I've never actually heard of any other modalities that have this, is that we have opening processes, and at the end of the session we have closing processes. So we're literally kind of opening up the aura. We're opening up the mind to just be prepared to release, to accept some wonderful, beautiful new thoughts that are going to, we're going to kind of create a vacuum and then bring the beautiful thoughts in to replace what was traumatic and emotionally upsetting. And then we're going to kind of seal it at the end of the session. We do some processes with the eyes that just seal that in so that we're creating a new baseline of emotion, if you will. We're raising the vibrational frequency, and then we're kind of locking it in there. And so so these sessions are just really wonderful. Most people will have just tremendous feelings of release and relief with their emotional stuff. They'll find that they sleep better. Sometimes they'll be exposed to things that used to be a trigger for them, that used to just, you know, cause all kinds of pain. And now they go, oh, wow, the trigger happened, and I didn't get triggered. You know, my sister yelled at me again, or, you know, whatever the thing was that caused them pain. But I didn't get triggered this time. That's cool. It's very peaceful. It's not like a big, you know, just whip you upside the head sort of thing. It's just a very sweet, peaceful release. And I totally love doing that. It just uses natural eye movement anyway to facilitate that emotional release.
I mean, I'm listening to you when you talk about blinking. I'm thinking just from blinking. And so, I was doing when you were talking, and I felt a difference. And I was like, okay, that feels kind of weird. Just continuing to blink, it does feel weird. But you talked about, you know, I want to tie it in with the blinking, how you don't need to get into the story or what happened and try and pull it back. Does it bring up those stories, though? Does it bring up the story or what happened and it gets too emotional? Or just what you do, how you guide people, you can disconnect them from that?
Right, yes, absolutely. Every once in a while, somebody will get triggered during a session, and you can just see it. And, you know, we're literally watching their eyes and their body language and stuff the whole time. And sometimes, you know, they will. They'll just get this horrified look on their face, or maybe they kind of start crying or sadness or whatever it is. And we have a very quick process that we can do in the middle of a session called single situation technique. And it's, again, it just uses rapid eye, but we just kind of wave the wand in a different way, and it will just very immediately release that stress and trauma from that.
So
whatever it was.
If somebody says to me from now on, if I have a magic wand, I'll wave all your troubles away. I'll send them to you. It's like, wait a minute, I know who has a magic wand.
Yes, absolutely.
She was on my show.
That's right.
So you're the one that's been holding a magic wand.
There you go, yeah. Well, and I, you know, to me it's a tool, but I just think all of these tools right now, you know, I honestly believe that with the healing power of Christ, if we really had our faith up where it totally, totally should be, you know, we could just look at you, this beautiful client, and just tell them, you know, okay, I'm going to snap my fingers and boom, you are healed. All that trauma is gone. Most of us don't quite have that belief level. So we need to work with the belief level we're at. And right now we have our bodies. We can go, okay, my body has brought in some trauma. It's kind of locked it in every cell. It thinks it's real. It thinks it's normal. I don't like it anymore. I want to get rid of it. So let me find some tools. And I've found some beautiful tools. You know, Reiki is one. Rapid Eye is a very powerful one. It's the main modality that I use in my practice. Essential oils are fabulous. A raw food diet is wonderful. Healing crystals are great. You know, they're all tools. And if we think and believe that they can help us, they will. If we're skeptical, they might not. So
I want us to talk about the seven principles of the rapid eye technology. But something is coming up for me. I got to go here because you talked about being skeptical and all this stuff and conversation I've been having lately. You talk about the healing power of Christ. You know, you come from, or I hear that the Christian belief system, and which I believe is supposed to bring us closer together. But you're talking about Reiki, you're talking about essential oils, and you're talking about the healing power of Christ. How do you blend the two together?
I think all healing comes from Christ. So no matter what modality it is, if it feels right to me, I mean, and I've prayed about these things as I have become exposed to them, and I've asked the Lord, you know, is this something I should get involved in? Is this something that is going to work for me? Can I effectively use this to help other people? I just pray about it and ask, and I get wonderful answers. Reiki was actually kind of revealed to a wonderful Japanese man back in about 1900. He had been seeking answers to healing. He'd been studying for years the life of Buddha, the life of Christ, and he just thought, I want to do what they did. He actually came to the United States because he wanted to learn more about Christianity, and it's like, how did Christ heal? You know, people could just look at him and be healed. They could just reach out and touch his clothing and be healed. How did he do that? I want to do that. So he had this keen sense of wanting to learn how to do what they did, not just call himself a Christian, but I want to truly follow and do what he did, you know, what the Savior did and what Buddha did. And much of what was revealed to him were things that had been contained in Christian thought and in ancient Buddhist texts. And it was interesting. There was a fellow, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who it is, but it was a Buddhist monk who was on a talk show. It's probably been 2 or 3 years ago now. And somebody was saying, so what is this healing power? And he says, we call it chi. And he said, well, you know, who taught you about chi? And he said, our ancient Buddhist texts talk about Jesus Christ, and before his Judean ministry, he came to these people and showed them how to heal using this power. So when you think, okay, ancient Buddhist texts talk about the healing power of Christ, and then it was revealed to Dr. Usui in Japan, and now we're using it today. To me, it totally blends with Christianity. I mean, it all came from the source. Mm-hmm. So it all works.
There's only one power, one presence called God, and it shows up in so many names. And when you know the truth, you can embrace all. You're just
absolutely
joining us.
Absolutely. Yeah,
my guest.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, too, it's like when sometimes we get so locked into whatever our personal religious beliefs might be that we become afraid of other thought patterns, other religions, other people, you know, I mean, race, gender, you know, countries, whatever. When we're walking around in fear over these things, we're doing the exact opposite of faith. So if we think, well, I'm a Christian and that's all I'm going to listen to, you know, what's then, okay, you just quit walking in faith. So you're, you know, in that moment, you're kind of not following Christ. So, you know, just let go of the fear, embrace the beauty, seek first to understand and then to be understood. And
indeed.
Indeed. Don't be threatened by somebody.
It's so simple. It's so simple, but humans think we've got to make it complicated. But it's all good, because those who have ears will hear, and those who have eyes will see. We're not just talking about the physical or the physical eyes or physical ears. It's deep. It's the eyes, it's the third eye, the eye that resides from your heart, the ears in your heart when you can hear deep down. Well, if you're just joining us, my guest is Beth Young. She is the founder of the Beth Young Center. She's also a master energy therapist. We're going to talk about the 7 principles of the rapid energy technology. Someone in the chat room is asking, is that EFT? We'll talk about that. We're going to take a quick break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We'll be back. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade. That's ADE. Ask Life Coach Ade on on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, live page. Yeah, there you go, on Facebook. That's what I meant to say. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. We also got Celestial Moment coming up at 1 o'clock, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's what it's all about. What do you believe? Is it setting you free? Is it keeping you stuck? Are you releasing and letting go? You can change that. You can change that right now. And if you've got things that are locked up in your body, trauma, grief, you just don't know how to release it. You know what it is. You say, I really want to let it go, but I can't. Well, you're here listening because you may just have found your answer. Rapid Eye Technology. My guest is Beth Young. She is a master energy therapist, and we are talking about Rapid Eye Technology. So, Beth, let's talk about this. These seven principles of the Rapid Eye Technology. And if you can just kind of, if someone wants to know if you do use EFT as part of the process.
I do. I definitely do. EFT, I actually got started with that before I started doing Rapid Eye. And EFT, for those who don't know, uses the energy systems that are right in the body. We have wonderful, kind of like an electrical system. If you think of what your blood circulatory system looks like, it's kind of like that, but it's electricity instead of the blood. There are points on the body where that energy is pretty close to the surface, and so we just use our fingers. You usually kind of make like a little Cub Scout salute, you know, little two fingers tapping on those different meridian endpoints. And as we do, that also releases emotional trauma. So with Rapid Eye, the main thing is we do the eye movement, but we also have a part of Rapid Eye called immediate release technique that where we do tapping and eye movement together. So, and I have people who really, they just are kind of like real skeptical about Rapid Eye, and it's like, fine, let's do some EFT, and we'll just do a more routine, better known EFT session instead. And it's wonderful stuff. I wish I'd known these things when my children were really small. I wish I'd known it when I was small. We would come into adulthood with all of our stuff.
Right, right. So if someone is skeptical about the Rapid Eye Technology, can it slow down the process of healing? Can it hinder the session?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
It did for me. Like I said, I had gone to an energy therapist, and one of the things that she was working on me was, or with me, was EFT. And when we started to address, and I was kind of skeptical about that. It was too easy, you know. It was just too easy. It's like I've had this my whole life. How can this work? And I was really skeptical. And she just taught me how to do it, and just said, "Keep doing it." And because of my skepticism, I was just kind of hit and miss with it. But after a couple of months, I woke up one day and I went, "Oh my goodness, I really am having a lot more good days than bad ones." And at that point, I started getting really serious about it. And within really a couple of weeks, I just think my depression was just really virtually gone. So I kind of look at that now and I go, oh, man, I wish I'd really been seriously tapping from the beginning. I think I would have had results a lot faster if I hadn't thrown in my skepticism. Mm. But, you know, our spirit and kind of our higher self are smarter than we are. Our body is smarter than we are. It wants to let go of the trauma. So even when we're mentally skeptical, our spirit and our body will work together and help that. So if we can get spirit, mind, body working all together, that's best. But it will still work.
If the body is designed to heal itself.
I'm sorry. Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's do the first two of the seven principles of manifestation, and then we'll do a quick segment called Celestial Moment, and then we'll continue to choice.
Okay.
But anyway, let me not give it away. So number one, what's the first principle?
Okay, the first principle is thought. And thought really is just the beginning of all creation. Our thoughts create our reality. It really allows us it's very empowering when we really understand that. It allows us to take personal responsibility for anything that's going on. We no longer have to live in victim mode because of what somebody did to us. It just gives us self-determination. If I want my life to look different than it is, I can take charge of that. I can change what's going on. It allows us to embrace our wholeness. In Rapid Eye, as we get trained to be technicians, we're trained to see people and to see ourselves as already whole and healed.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're not feeling whole and healed, it's just we've forgotten that. So it's really just a process of remembering and then embracing our wholeness. So when we want to change our thoughts, I mean, as a man thinketh, so he is. And
indeed,
when we change our thoughts, we're going to have a better chance of changing our lives. It's all about vibrational frequency. If we're just really vibrating low, you know, just, I don't know, try to picture a kind of a scale and just a slow vibration, we're going to
I can dramatize it for you. I don't feel like it. My head hurts. My life is not working. Why is this happening to me? Is that what you mean?
Right. There you go. You got it. Yeah, low vibration. And we're sending that out. It's like we're a little radio station and we're sending out that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to get back. We're going to get back more evidence to show us, yep, you're a victim. Yep, you don't feel good. And it just really increases our belief in that. So if we want to change our lives, thought is the place that we've got to start.
Yes.
So the second of the seven universal principles that we use, these skills for living, first one's thought, second one is perception. And perception is how we understand or view our world, and it's based on our experiences, and it's just filtered through our judgments. You know, this is the way things always happen, so of course it's going to be the same way again. You know, gosh, that's just how it always goes. We so believe these things, we attach a lot of emotion to them. And again, we're the radio station sending out a message, and then that's what we keep broadcasting. That's what we get back.
Mm. Let me ask you this. During this session, are you teaching people about their thoughts and their perception as they're doing the blinking and you're waving the magic wand? Are you having this conversation with them?
A little bit. Some of this comes, well, quite a bit of this comes up in the scripts that we use, and we have different scripts for birth clearing, because so much of our trauma comes in at birth. We learn that life is hard. I mean, look what just happened to us. We got squeezed out of a place that was warm and comfortable. And suddenly it's noisy, it's cold, it's bright. You don't understand the language. You feel disconnected from God. You feel disconnected from mom's energy. You know, so here's all this trauma coming in at birth, and then we go through life thinking that that's real. And
right.
So we have birth scripts. We have scripts for anxiety, depression, addictions, self-sabotage, people-pleasing. Oh, there's so many. Anxiety.
You could stop right there. All of that will clear a lot of stuff up.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's why we start with birth sessions. You know, it's clear that those birth issues and everything else tends to kind of release. But, yeah, we can, in any particular session, we can bring in the language of these other things. They're pretty much in every session, the anxiety and depression and abandonment. That's a huge one. And so those do come in. But we, I mentioned at the very beginning that Rapid Eye is a two-part process. Part of it is the healing session where we're actually doing the blinking and all of that. The other part are some classes that we teach, these Skills for Living classes, and we do a whole two-hour class just on thought. And that one is always tricky because we have about 17 hours of material. And we squeeze it into 2 hours. It's all good. There's a wonderful workbook that people can get. It's a free download. If you go to rapideyetechnology.com, and I believe it's just down at the bottom of their homepage. That is the institute in Salem, Oregon, where I was trained, and it is an accredited institution. But anyway, on their homepage, rapideyetechnology.com, just go down to the bottom, free download. It is 100 pages, so be aware of that when you go to print that out. It's a bunch of them. And it's a workbook that goes through these Skills for Living classes and exercises. And there's not only everything that we teach in class, there's a whole lot more. And it is a workbook. It allows you to go through, you learn about thought, and then it gives you some very specific exercises of how maybe negative thinking is showing up in your life or self-sabotage thinking is showing up in your life. And you can fill that out and then do some energy work. Just really, you can actually do it just on your own to help dissipate some of that. So that's free. Yeah, people should absolutely go do that.
Because healing is free. We just got to be willing to do the work. So you said that's
rapideyetechnology.com.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. RapidEyeTechnology.com. Let's take a pin there for a quick minute. We've got a quick segment coming up called Celestial Moments, and we'll cover the rest. And we're going to cover the rest because we are time. We are time. We are one with the one. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. officially. But sometimes we like to play. If we want to play a little bit longer, we go a little bit longer. But generally,
nice.
Mom starts to knock on the door at 1:30. Mom says, come on in, the universal mother, daddy. She said, come on in, but we can extend. We say, Mom, can we have 15 minutes? And to find out more about Beth Young, you can go to her website, BethYoungCenter.com, BethYoungCenter.com. Now it's time for a celestial moment. Let's we're going to take a quick break. A bit more. Actually, we're not taking a break. We're just going to flow into celestial moment. And with Celeste Morgan. And yes, we're taking your questions on 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a like page, whatever rocks your boat, at a spell A-D-E, Ask Life Coach at a like page. You can post your questions there. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and 3, 2, 1, where's Celeste Morgan? Celeste Morgan is right here. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. Hello, Beth Young and Life Coach today. It's a pleasure hearing you all today. It's very healing. You have a very strong signal, Beth, and I have I have a gift for you. I didn't really, let me not go there. I'm just going to go into it. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, February 13th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2027. Add 2027, and the energy of the day is 11. As a master number, 11 gives us double the power. However, we are going to add one more time to find the shadow. 1 plus 1 equals 2. The second letter of the alphabet is B. Words like believe, beauty, and blessed connect us to the divine power of 2. Our second chakra is our sacral chakra. The sacred truth inherent in the second chakra is honor one another. This truth applies to our interactions with each other and with all forms of life. Within the second chakra is a duality of oneness, secret masculine, feminine, yin-yang. It takes two. Like attracts like. We acknowledge that an energy working behind the scenes seems to organize when and where we meet people and always at the right time. Another example of this dance is the marriage of the High Priestess from Tarot and the Hawk from the medicine cards within each of us. The High Priestess points inward for answers and invites each of us to lift the veil of ignorance and darkness that would keep us disconnected from our brothers and sisters. The Hawk is the messenger of the sky and reminds that when we allow emotions to override our perceptions, the Hawk cannot penetrate the chaos and confusion. Once we do our spiritual practice and get centered by allowing these two to dance, then we can trust our internal guidance system to fly with inner vision and outer vision. We can trust the wisdom of stillness gifted by the High Priestess to hear our answers and then soar with a bold heart like the hawk and touch the face of the golden sun. Then we are truly able to be the change we want to see. And that's the story of 11's Shadow Side, number 2. All is well, family. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. And one more thing. Beth, did you know that there's such a thing called Beth numbers? And the second Hebrew letter is actually called Beth. Thank you for blessing us today.
Wow.
That's delightful.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste Morgan. She'll be back tomorrow around 1. Yes, yes, yes. My guest is Beth Young. Her website address is BethYoungCenter.com. We are talking about the 7 principles of manifestation that they use for the rapid eye technology, helping you to release trauma and stress. We've talked about thoughts. We've talked about perception. Now let's move into choice and accountability.
Indeed. Choice and accountability. We are sovereign beings, and one of the greatest gifts that we have is our ability to choose. If we could just phone in life or something, I don't know, we wouldn't need to come down and have a body and experience what it's like to blend with our body. So we come down to this Earth planet, and from a pre-existence where we were only spirit, we did not have our body, we did not have our DNA until we got here. And so as we come into this planet of kind of a duality, good and evil, joy and pain and all of those things, we constantly have the opportunity to choose. And it's truly one of the best God-given gifts that we have. But we also get to, because we just talked about thought and perception, and in fact, you know, if I could back up to perception just for a second.
Sure.
I wanted to tell a quick story that just illustrates this so beautifully, because it's a story about 5 blind men, and they come across an elephant, and they're each trying to describe it, but they're each on a different part of the elephant. One of them is kind of up against the side of the elephant, feeling this big side of the elephant. Oh, an elephant is like a wall. Another one is by the leg, and he's putting his arms around it. Oh, it's like a tree trunk. And one is up by the trunk and saying, oh, it's like a huge snake. And another one is by the ear saying, oh, it's like a big leaf on the banana tree, I think it was. Every one of them was right, but none of them had the whole picture. And so it is with our perceptions. You know, when other people have really different views than we do, it's not that one is right and one is wrong. Generally, both of them are right, but neither have the whole picture. So when we kind of can keep that in mind and we feel like we need to argue with somebody or it's really important that I'm right, you know, I've got to really, you know, just slam this in your face because I'm right, and we have to prove somebody else wrong, it's like just back off from that and just say, you know what, I'm on the leg and they're on the trunk. You know, it's just
right.
A different perception based on what they're experiencing. So it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to choice and accountability. As we are having our experiences, we can choose how we feel about it. I had a choice about how to feel about that car accident. You know, I could be all traumatized. I could be so angry. And, you know, I had flashes of this definitely along the way, but get so angry at the lady that was on her cell phone, you know, not even skid marks, you know, just slammed into a whole line of cars.
Ooh.
And, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, I know. It's like, stay off your cell phone. But really, you know, I can choose that. I can just say, wow, this is really the first day of the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And what didn't I like about this car? Let me make sure I do better when I choose my next car. You know, just let's be clear on what else I wanted.
Right.
So we really have this choice, but the universe will hold us accountable. Whatever we choose, you know, and we then are kind of bringing that into our life, we're going to have consequences. If we're choosing well, if we feel connected to God and we're making choices that are based on righteousness, we're not hurting other people and things like that, those we tend to think of as good choices, and we're going to be bringing in, vibrating in wonderful things into our experience. If we're making choices that hurt other people, and especially when they deliberately hurt other people, we're going to be bringing that into our experience too. And it could cost us relationships. It could land us in jail. It could, you know, all kinds of things could happen because we're going to be accountable for that.
Yes.
The nice thing, though, with choosing is whenever we choose, we are always free to choose again. It's just how it is. You know, we may head out on Valentine's Day saying, wow, we are choosing to go and have a romantic dinner at a restaurant. And as we drive by the restaurant and see it's just so crowded, we have some other options. We can go to a different restaurant. We can go back home and take something out of the freezer. You know, we can choose again. We're not stuck with that choice just because we made it once. If it seems like there's a better choice later, go ahead and choose again. We're just free to do that. We don't have to be stuck. Which brings us to cause and effect, which is a lovely one. That basically, whatever we think, it creates our reality and it returns to us again multiplied. We can call this the law of karma. The law of the harvest is, you know, talked about in the scriptures. Cast your bread upon the waters and it will come back to you many times over. And this is kind of where we're being offered the opportunity to change our thinking. And this is gets kind of deep here, but since energy follows thought, so we're like whatever we're thinking about, that's where our energy is going, and then matter follows energy. So as we think it, we add, you know, the energy is then created, and then it comes into our existence. You know, we're actually manifesting it. We just have to take responsibility that our negative thinking will bring in more negative experiences. Our positive thinking will bring in positive experiences and perceptions.
So that cause and effect. And I want to ask, you know, sorry
to
interrupt, the thing about releasing trauma and stress.
because I believe that the body holds the trauma energetically, emotionally. And when I think of the seven principles that we're going through now, the seven principles of manifestation, it sounds to me that during the session, you're working with the mind as well as the body. So through the blinking of the eye, the body's taking care of itself, that the logical mind can't even interpret. But the part that the logical mind can understand, you take people through understanding the power of their thoughts, shifting the perception, and reminding them that they have a choice and be accountable for the choices that they make. And every choice, every thought, how to perceive their life has a cause, and there's an effect for every choice they make. So you're actually dealing with the body on a deeper level as well as the mind. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to say. When we're working actually with all of these different skills and with the sessions themselves, it's really a tremendously spiritual process. And everything really starts in spirit. That's why we talk about thought first, because really thought is just, our thoughts are kind of pulled into our head mentally from spirit. So it really starts in spirit, comes into our brains as part of a mental process that we call thought. We add our emotions to that, which is kind of the fuel for whatever we want. I mean, we could say, okay, for dinner tonight I want liver and onions. I don't get real excited about that. I'm not going to add that fuel. It's not coming in. But if I say, ooh, I want to make sure I have a lovely chocolatey dessert, you know, something.
Yeah.
Wow, that was exciting.
Onion, that was going to say,
ah. Ooh, okay, yeah. And so I'm adding
right.
emotional fuel of excitement, and then something is going to be coming into the physical manifestation. It's going to be liver and onions, or it's going to be chocolate. And it's really going to tend to be the one where I added the emotional. So in the healing sessions themselves and in the classes, we really recognize the spiritual, and it comes into mental, and then it comes into the emotions, and then is manifest in the physical. And that's generally where we really recognize that things are showing up, is when they show up physically. We go, hey, look what happened. Look what I did. It's pretty exciting. Yeah.
We get to declutter our own minds, our own body, our own energy, so we can allow something new. And before we talk about the last three, so the rapid eye technology, the session, is this something you can do on a phone line, or you have to actually be in the same vicinity with the person, in the same room?
There is a way to do it over the phone line. We can do phone sessions, and I basically would just talk the client through whatever their issue might be, and telling them exactly what to do with their eyes. And our intention is, and it's very much like prayer energy, you know, you can pray for your sick grandmother who's in the same room with you. You can pray for your sick grandmother who is in another state. And either way, it's the healing power of Christ that allows that to happen. So we can do the same thing when we're doing distance sessions with Rapid Eye, is just allow our intention to create that healing that that person desires, so it will work. So
okay, so you can work on over the phone. Oh, that's good, because someone was asking Jaskit Tennessee, how do you find someone who does RET? Your founder, Beth Young.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah,
I asked the question, and then I saw their question. So let's talk about the last three, the of the seven principles of manifestation that you use in this process. Ooh, I like this next one.
Okay,
let me breathe in.
And actually, too, if people want to, because I already sent them to the rapideyetechnology.com website, if they go there and click on the practitioners, they can see where all the different practitioners are. So there may be one in your local area. And if so, I would definitely recommend an in-person session. And a big shout-out to all my fellow Rapid Eye technicians that, you know, hopefully people will be calling. So anyway, yes. Abundance and gratitude. The first key here is just to recognize we already live in an abundant world. We already have abundance. Everything we have, everything we need, we already have. And sometimes we are so closed off to that. You know, but I'm driving a Chevy and I wanted a Rolls Royce, you know, and we're so focused on the Rolls Royce that's not there that we are keeping ourselves in a state of lack and fear.
So, Beth, let me ask you this.
Yes.
I'm jumping in again. You say we have everything we need, and someone is listening saying,
What do you mean we have everything I need? My house is about to be foreclosed on. I'm going through a divorce. I have no money saved. My husband is the one who was in charge. What do you mean everything I need? Okay, you had me until you start talking about that.
Oh, no. Okay. Basically, again, it comes down to that personal responsibility and self-determination is that there's a reason your house is being foreclosed. Maybe you bought too much house. Maybe the job went away or, you know, whatever it is. And trust me, my husband and I have had some, you know, really extremely difficult financial situations through the years that were hard to deal with. And even then, I could kind of look at it and go, how on earth did I manifest this in my life? But when you think of what you really need for life, there is abundant air, there is abundant water, there is abundant mental capacity. If you start focusing on what you have and literally staying in this state of gratitude for what you already have, it will set in motion the opportunity to bring in an abundance of what it is that you want. But like I was saying, sometimes we're so focused on our lack of abundance and we're focused on the foreclosure or the bankruptcy or the job loss, and we're so frustrated and fearful about that and feeling like, wow, I'm just not being supported right now. And you go, you know what? Maybe you have five relatives that will let you live in their basement. Mm-hmm. That's not hanging on to the house, but the universe provided support. And maybe when something like that happens, that's the key that will unlock the next fantastic thing in your life. Just stay open to whatever it is. One of the things that I experienced, and it was kind of, because this was my big issue area, my big problem. I mean, you could have left. I was so triggered to financial disaster, I never have enough. I'm so afraid. Where's the next coming from? That was my normal thought process. I literally was obsessed with it. I was paralyzed by it. It was awful. I mean, it was just awful. You could have left $1 million on my doorstep, and I would have been in panic mode. Is it going to be enough? Where's the next coming from? I mean, I just would not have felt relief or joy. It was not part of my makeup, and that's one of the huge things that I worked on with energy clearing. So one day, I'd worked through a whole bunch of that, and part of working through that was to recognize that much of that was generational, that it wasn't just my trauma, but that I had been, you know, born into a DNA line where there had been a lot of financial trauma through the years, and that literally kind of tweaks our DNA, and it makes us stronger and stronger with each successive generation. And when I muscle tested, I found out 80% of my financial trauma was generational. It was theirs. It wasn't mine. And so I went through some energy clearing, getting rid of that, and I was left with only about 20% of my trauma, and it was like, this is cool. I can handle this. I can keep working on this. And I can't tell you the relief I found. And I realized it after about 4 or 5 days. I thought, I never even think about money anymore. I'm just not worried about it. I still didn't have a whole lot of money. Nothing that way had really changed, but I just wasn't even worried about it. I knew I just on a cellular level, I just felt supported by the universe. The other thing was when you know how you have pennies around everywhere? You know, they're in the console of your car and they're in the bottom of your sock drawer and under the couch cushions and stuff. And I was vacuuming one day, and there was a dime in front of my husband's dresser, and I picked it up and set it on the dresser, and I'm vacuuming under the couch cushions, and there's a couple of dimes there, and I set them over. And I was down the basement floor. There's a dime right in the middle of the floor, and I picked that up and set it aside and stuff and kept vacuuming. And I realized it's not pennies anymore. It's dimes. I was really working on this thing of just really appreciating and noticing the abundance that was already around me. And I thought, I have just increased my prosperity by 10%. This is just loose change around the house. But it increased my awareness, and that's really where the key was. It brought it right to my thoughts of like, oh, my goodness, I've got the prosperity. Granted, some change around the house isn't going to save the mortgage. It's not going to change the grocery list. You know, but it was my awareness that it's here. The prosperity is here. Look,
exactly.
I'm telling you.
You have that power to change your thought and change your perception.
Absolutely.
And make a different choice, so you can create a different reality through cause and effect. And then you can be really grateful and live in abundance. I get it.
Yeah.
I get
and
it.
How
I
often do
it.
We just think, oh, look at the console of my car. There's like 7 whole cents. And we're disgusted by 7 cents, even when we're turning around and we're asking the Lord, please help me get more money.
Mm-hmm.
And here's 7 cents. And yet instead of staying in appreciation for what's there, we dismiss it, we add negative energy to that. How is that going to multiply? It's just not, other than, as one person said, we're completely surrounded by no money.
Exactly.
And that's what we're noticing, so that's what we're vibrating in. And I see the clock is just ticking here, so let's move on to health
before
and
we
healing.
Do that,
oh, I'm sorry.
I just want the listeners to just give them a hint. We're looking at the 7 principles, and we've got 2 more, so we'll get through it, I'm sure.
Okay.
We've got these 7 principles of manifestation that is used for the rapid eye technology. Listeners, very soon, after we cover the whole thing, I'll tell you what's going to happen. And if I forget, somebody remind me. I won't forget, because I'm just connected like that. Beth has a gift that she's going to give away, and we'll talk a bit more about that. It's a DVD set that helps in the process of the different addictions. Well, this is a particular kind of addiction. We'll talk about that, but let's do the last 2 so we can keep going with the flow. So the next one is?
Okay. So, yeah, after abundance and gratitude for whatever is showing up, we have health and healing, and it is our birthright to be whole and healed. Most of us don't really necessarily feel that, so, again, we want to get our thoughts in gear and really harness our thoughts. That's a scriptural concept of harnessing our thoughts to bring in what it is we want, because we are responsible for our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And it's really empowering when you just say, you know, I'm in charge of that. It's not my spouse. It's not my kids or my parents or my minister or whoever. I'm the one who's in charge of me being whole and healed. And even somebody who has, you know, chronic issues and things like that, just work on getting whole and healed to your level. And
right.
The more that you do that, then you can kind of see further and you can bring in more things. But, people who want to change their diets and stuff, it's just like, just set the intention that that's what you want to do. You want a diet that's healthier, that will give your body strength and energy, and then just stay open to the information that comes to you. Some of it will be on the internet. Some of it will be little posters in the grocery store. I mean, it'll be all kinds of different things that will help you and show you along that path. So as we incorporate thought, perception, choice and accountability, cause and effect, and abundance and gratitude, we are incorporating these principles. We begin to understand that we can really consciously enjoy the state of wholeness. We can enjoy that to its fullest. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a never-ending thing. It's one of the beautiful gifts. We live in an expanding universe, and it is just our privilege to stay in sync with what's in our highest good. And having health in all those areas, physical, emotional,
yes,
mental, and spiritual, is our responsibility, but it's also our gift. Which leads us to the 7th principle, which is harmony and rhythm. And it's just about staying in the flow of the universe, that as we harness our thoughts, add positive perceptions, make good choices, just constantly fine-tuning our choices, appreciating the abundance of whatever it is that's showing up, and then especially being grateful. If there's one key here, it's really that gratitude for whatever is showing up. Because it's like our traffic accident, there's a lesson there somewhere. There's a beautiful life change that's just about to happen, if you will allow it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these universal laws or principles, they work together in complete harmony, and as we do that, we're going to get in that rhythm of the universe where we're sending out the vibration of what it is we want to receive, We receive it. It's so natural and good. It comes to us with grace and ease. And we're able to just then say, okay, here's the next thing I want. I love how I feel. I want other people to feel this way. Okay, universe, show me how I can help that. And then stay open to what comes in and just stay in that beautiful harmony and rhythm, because the universe wants to work with you. The Lord wants you to be an instrument in his hands, and it's beautiful, it's easy, it's just a lovely process.
Indeed, and for God to work with you, got to be able to work through you. And if you're backed up with stuff, you got money issues, health issues, relationship issues, chronic issues,
right,
you know, kind of slows the process down. We got to stay open. Beth, we're going to take a quick break and give you opportunity to drink some water or anything you need to do, because we've been going for, I don't know, for 5 minutes. And we've sort of talked generally about the rapid eye technology. And listeners, you can go to Beth's website, BethYoungCenter.com, find out more about it. You can send her an email. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Beth is giving away. And if you're interested, all you got to do, well, let's see, from now? Maybe now. I don't know. Let's take a break. When we come back, well, I'll tell you what you got to do. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. We're going to take a break. We're also taking your questions. Make it quick. Other than that, we'll just do the competition and we'll be back. Well, it's another competition. It's a giveaway. There's nothing to compete here. We cooperate.
Nope.
We cooperate. We don't need to compete. So if you want it, you just have to act. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back, and then you're going to have to email the answer. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. And as I said earlier, you know, it's a playground. If we feel like going a little bit longer, we do that. But this is the playground where we empower you to be your best self.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. We're giving a voice back. We're activating your voice. And how do you do it? You just determine. You make a decision, really, to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Safford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Safford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. You got to talk about it no matter how uncomfortable it is. And because our parents didn't talk to us about sex, some of us are dealing with some stuff right now. We feel guilty about our sexuality. We feel sex is dirty. There are things, you're not wondering where I'm going here, but I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. You know,
when people freeze when they hear the word sex, oh my God, we can't talk about it. If we're talking to teenagers about sex, we tell them how, you know, you got to be careful. You can catch diseases. We just think sex is such a dirty, horrible thing that we don't need to talk about. And then we get married. We wait till we get married, and then we're like, is that it? But, you know, we have some of us have an unhealthy attitude about sex and sexuality. And Beth is going to just give us a little overview of where I'm going with it. She's giving away some DVD sets. And Beth, can you tell us about the DVDs and just what's behind it?
Sure. Okay, what this is called, it's a Tap for 28 Days program. So it uses the natural healing. Tap for 28 Days program. So it uses the natural healing of EFT, or emotional freedom technique, that tapping technique that we talked about a little earlier, which is basically self-applied acupressure to release addiction. And the DVD set that I made, it's a two-DVD set called Overcoming Pornography Addiction. And what I have people do is just follow these therapy sessions. It is DVD, so it's visual. You want to, you can watch it, you know, on your DVD set or on your computer, and tap along with on the DVDs. I'm working with a client, and we just do these different tapping sessions. And so as you're watching them, you just tap along with them to release your own stuff. But we go beyond just the pornography addiction. All addictions are deeply rooted on a cellular level, and they're basically coming from a place of fear and pain, and we look to self-medicate to just kind of stuff that down so that we don't have to feel that pain. And so we start off, you know, there's an intro. The first session is an intro to tapping, so they know exactly what to do and how to do it. And then I have them tap for 3 days on the topic of resistance. So whatever resistance they might have to giving up an addiction, or just any resistance issues around that at all, we're going to have them follow that particular script and tap on that for about 3 days. And then we work on the underlying emotional issues for 3 days at a time each. There's one on anxiety, one on anger, another one on guilt, another one on fear. There's one on resentment. That's a big one. And old beliefs, maybe things that we were taught, which you touched on earlier, things that we were taught by our parents, or just messages from society that we just believe, well, this is so, you know, it's so nasty. I got to keep this hidden, you know. Right. And so instead of developing some healthy sexual attitudes, having like real life partners or something, we just find it easier, more convenient, safer to go to the computer instead. Or to a magazine instead. And so we're kind of having sex. It's like a counterfeit sex, like amoebas or something, you know, stimulus response, instead of bringing in the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and then allowing it to manifest in the physical, where you've really got a connection with a committed partner, and it's really a beautiful expression of love. You know, you love yourself, you love them, and here we are, you know, having a nice time on Valentine's Day or whatever. So so we work on all of those things, all the old beliefs. It's actually one of the longer sessions, is on depression, because depression is actually a huge underlying emotional issue for just about every addiction that's out there. And then the beautiful one, the last one, it's called Claiming Your Birthright to Joyful Sexuality, which is really what it's all about. You know, we're not going to just try to stop a behavior that's perceived as detrimental. We really want to replace it with something that is joyful and is connected to the Lord and connected to this other person and connected to your higher self. So all really lovely and beautiful.
The question I want to ask, which is also being asked in the chat room, is, so these DVDs is not just about pornography, that it can be used for other addictions. Is that correct?
You know, they really can be. I address specifically pornography on here, but any of these underlying emotional issues really support pretty much any addiction. So you definitely could tap along with them for any addiction. And I have a third DVD called Healing for the Spouse of the Porn or Net Addict. And the topics that are covered on this one are, what result do you want? You know, it's like you need to take responsibility here and just get clear on what do you want. Do you want your spouse healed and have them back in your life? Do you want to just be able to freely move on somewhere else? Or, you know, getting clear on what you want, how tapping can help, allowing your own body's energy to flow properly, doing the tapping. Tapping on the topic of my bright future, and tapping for choosing to live in my own power. Mm. And if you are in pain, you are the one who can do something about it. And I know a lot of times, too, I really want to bring this up, because so often we think, oh, men are into pornography and women are victims. You're not a victim unless you think you are. And please don't lose sight of the fact that 28% of adults who are addicted to pornography are women. So this is not just a, you know, single gender kind of issue. It's not kind of one size fits all. And we see the detrimental effects, especially with our young people. Their brains are not even completely formed yet. Their prefrontal cortex, which is where they learn boundaries, norms, social norms and relationship norms, that isn't even developed yet. And so when they're being exposed to pornography so young, they are learning this as the norm. And if they are taking their pornography to a private place and, you know, just experiencing that, they're you know, how is that going to just suddenly become undone when they are and healed and stuff when they're older and they have a committed partner in their life? It's not going to be undone. Right. They're going to have to put some effort into it and in the healing process. But it can be done. So
It can be done. We have all that we need. The healing is right here. So on the DVD, I'm looking at one of it here. It says, what result do you want? How tapping can help allow your energy to flow properly. Begin acupuncture tapping. Tapping for my bright future. Tapping for choosing to live in my power. The Beth Young Center muscle. So really, this could be used for any kind of addiction to free ourselves through tapping. So listeners, here's the opportunity for you to. How many are you giving away again? Did you say five?
I'm giving away five sets, but then I also have them. They're on my website, BethYoungCenter.com, on the store page, and I've got them discounted for your radio listeners. So you can get all three of these DVDs. It's like a month's worth of therapy sessions. And so they're on their discounted 60%, which I think if you're getting, well, it makes it $99 for the Overcoming Pornography Addiction. If you want both, it's, I believe, $139 or something.
Whoa,
I don't have
you so listeners. So, okay, here's the thing. If you don't get to win this, you just put in your email or whatever you need to do that you are listening to Life Conversations Radio so that Beth knows. Now, the first five listeners who email me, the email address, pay attention here. The email address is ask@lifecoachade.com. ask@lifecoachade.com. And just tell me one of the seven principles of manifestation. Don't put it in the chat room. If I see it, I'm going to pretend I didn't see it. I'm going to blink and keep my eyes closed. Email it to ask@lifecoachade.com. Just tell me one of the seven principles of manifestation and tell me what that means to you. So if it's thoughts, when you think of thoughts and to, as a seven principle, one of the seven principles of manifestation, what does it mean to you? I gave one away already. So that's it. One of the seven principles of manifestation, what it means to you, the email address once again, and you got to send the email in before 2 o'clock today. Eastern Standard Time, that is. Those of you in a different time zone, like, oh, I got a lot of time. Yeah, I get to listen to the show all over again. No, you won't. I mean, that's a lot of time. So 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today, February 13th, send an email to ask@lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, ask. Okay, you got it. The next five listeners will get a copy of Beth Young's DVD. Beth? Anything else you want to add before we go, before we release you, and anything you want to share with Alex?
Yeah, just like on the store page, I mean, I already have the discount in there. They just can go on and order it. They don't need to email me or anything. Like, to get the radio discount, they just go on there and they can order it. BethYoungCenter.com/store, and it's right at the top of the page, and lovely discount. And, you know, if you've got that issue going on in your life or your spouse's life or your children's life, anybody that you want to help, it's like cheaper than even one session of therapy. So, you know, you can do this in the privacy of your home.
Right.
A little irony there, but yeah.
Yes, there's so many ways to talk about tapping, and I say, I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, there you are. I know,
exactly. But it's real good. You can tap for instant manifestation, or you can tap for eternal life manifestation, whatever that means. A bright future. How about that?
There you go.
Beth, thank you. Thank you so much for the work you're doing for blending worlds and letting us know so many levels about the healing modalities. And one thing that stands out for me in this interview is being able to blend religious and spiritual beliefs and know that is only one. Thank you for all you do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And definitely looking forward to having a conversation with you again on Life Conversations Radio.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
All right. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your bountiful day in bountiful Utah.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. I am so grateful to be doing what I'm doing, to be where I'm at right now. I'm grateful for this opportunity to be a catalyst for change and all the guests that come on Life Conversations Radio, the hosts, and everything that's going on. I'm grateful for you listeners. Ask at lifecoachade.com if you want to be super grateful and experience your abundance and be just know the health is your birthright and healing and harmony and getting in the flow. Stop it. Don't give it away now. Let them work hard a little bit. Tell me what it means to you. The seven principles of manifestation. Oh, I'm so grateful for people like Beth, because we have all these ideas that separates us, all this belief system, and we really, what separates us is really our own fears. And she's bringing it up to the front and saying, listen, there's only one. There's only one. What else to do now? Just set ourselves free with Valerie Joy. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be here tomorrow with the love guru, Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado. They're going to be firing up your Valentine's. And you know those two when they come together. It's going to be a lot of laughter, a lot of healing. And then on Wednesday, we have Tom Zuber. And Thursday, I think I'm fine solo. I don't know. I'm just going to stay in the grace of one day. I'm going to stop future tripping, according to Paul Young. Here's a song for you, Set Me Free. As I release the show, I want to remind you to be love. Be true to yourself and be loved. Allow yourself to receive the love. Ask at lifecoachade.com is one way to receive the love. We're out of here. This is Valerie Joy. Set me free. Set me free, oh Lord. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for coming back every day for listening to the archive. I really appreciate you. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings. ValerieJoy.com is where you can find out more about Valerie. ValerieJoy.com. Set me free.
caring for one you love has no place for abusive behavior. Behavior that seeks to control, manipulate, and validate. There is no room in this space for physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental abuse to have any place. If we are truly loving ourselves as we say we do others, we will honor that another has all rights to be just as they are, never changing for another, only for oneself. Bearing in mind that the Creator always loves us just as we are. Therefore, we need no validation from others. At times, we the humans, we allow ourselves to look for love in abuse. Abuse of all kinds. Our relationships are based upon the need for someone else to show us that they love us by doing something to cause a reaction. Impulsive reaction over spontaneous response. Responding requires a desire to truly hear, a desire to truly see what is being said to us in any and each given situation. Honoring the other for all that they're bringing in this moment. And in this moment, allowing spiritual guidance and deliberate movement to cause us to respond. Responding when guided by spirit, can only be respectful. Responding when guided by spirit can only come from love. We must always honor ourselves as much as we do others. We must always love ourselves as we do others. There's only one love. The only love is unconditional. Without judgment, without fears of denial, because we love ourselves, we allow ourselves to just be as we are. We allow others to just be as they are. There can be no abuse when there is true love. We abuse ourselves. We punish ourselves with self-judgment. Let's replace. There is no space.
I'll get back to you, okay?
No, what happened? Self-judgment.
Oh, there you are. I don't know how we. Are you
there?
Yeah.
Is only a place. For love. Universal. Universal love. It's always what we seek to remember that is the true essence of who we are. We come from a source of abundant love. There is no reason for us not to feel love permeating in our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Lest we forget that we can always stop. We can always stop and remember from whence we came. And in this moment, we will always feel the warmth in our souls, our hearts, with love. Only love. Only love can conquer all things on this earth and beyond. Love is the greatest tool that we were blessed in this lifetime to possess. Only love gives the true meaning of what life really is. Thank you. So we take this moment and each moment that follows to honor and to thank the one most high, the masterful, the merciful, the magnificent. Creator, of us all. We thank you and we love you. We honor your words always that are true. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.